Hello to everyone in the Open Heart Project. It is so good to see you, and I'm so looking forward to meditating together today, and we're going to do that in a moment, and we'll sit together for 10 minutes. So please take your seat, oh, kitty, and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, like me, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, and you'll just have to take my word for that. But it's also fine to sit in a chair, and please sit with your feet flat on the floor, if so. And as we get settled, I want to share with you briefly, because I know everyone's very busy, some thoughts on the notion of kindness. In the Open Heart Project Sangha, Sangha is the Sanskrit word for community, which is the sort of group within the group, the smaller group within the Open Heart Project, which everyone is warmly, deeply, profoundly invited to be a member of. We have a theme every month that I send out a longer Dharma talk and written posts throughout the month on this theme. And this month our theme is kind in an unkind world. How are we supposed to walk around in this crazy, chaotic, sometimes devastating world with an open heart? Might that not be silly? Or worse, stupid? How is it possible to be soft and vulnerable and open and fierce and strong and courageous at the same time, because they can seem like they don't, those things don't go together, but they do. Where we run into trouble when it comes to the notion of kindness or compassion is when we think being kind means being nice. And sometimes it does, but sometimes it does not. Sometimes being kind means cutting and leaving. Sometimes being kind means yelling and scolding or chastising. Sometimes being kind means saying nothing. Sometimes being kind means turning your back. Sometimes being kind means a warm embrace and a loving attitude. The only way to know which form of compassion is called for is to have an open heart, so that you can feel what is happening around you, within you, and between you and another person. Then you can trust yourself, I promise you, that what is truly compassionate will arise spontaneously. Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, the Tibetan Buddhist meditation master who brought the Shambhala teachings to the West and who introduced me to the Dharma through his books, I never met him, coined the most fascinating phrase, idiot compassion, which is a kind of takes you aback when you hear that phrase, because idiot is such a hard word and compassion is such a soft word. So how do these things go together? Well, idiot compassion is what we do when we act compassionately and conceptually, meaning I'm supposed to do this. I ought to be nice. I ought not to be mad. I ought not to be confused. I ought to, you know, just be sweet and sappy. So minus the heart connection, minus the commitment and capacity to feel, compassion can become idiotic. But with that capacity, which we are cultivating here in our very own Open Heart Project, true compassion can arise. And true compassion, far from being wimpy, is fierce. So have faith, please, my friends, that when your heart is open, you will discover not just genuine kindness, but genuine fearlessness. And maybe a cat will come sit on your lap at that very moment. In any case, without further ado, let's begin our practice. Kitty, do you want to practice together? Let's do it. Please sit up straight. You too. And contact your own dignity in so doing. Take a deep breath in and let it out and relax. And see what it feels like to be upright and dignified and relaxed, easeful at the same time, not uptight. This combination of dignity and ease is synonymous with elegance. So feel that in yourself. You too. The hands are resting simply, palms down on the legs, just above the knee or somewhere that feels comfortable. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted, so the mouth is actually a little open at the same time, like this. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally, easily. And the eyes are open, and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front. And this is because this is a practice of wakefulness. And it's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. Attune to your breath. Your body is breathing. Let your attention be wedded to the breath. Where your breath goes, your attention goes. So it comes in on the inhale and flows out on the exhale. There's a little gap at the end of the exhale. And then the next inhale just happens. You don't have to try. Your mind continues to think things, judging things, boring things, interesting things. Fabulous. In this practice, we boycott those thoughts. Like, okay, you're happening. Please carry on. But I am attending to the breath. And should you notice that you become absorbed in thought? Great, no problem. Just let go. And come back gently to your gentle boycott and begin again, flowing in and out with the breath. And that's all there is to it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for our practice together.